Manuscript Release Number 728. Wednesday, June 20th, 1900. Sunnyside, Currumbong, Australia. E.G.W. to Edson and Emma White. Dear children, Edson and Emma. I received your letter, Edson. James Edson White's letter to his mother, dated May 11th, 1900, involved criticisms of the size, format, price, and illustrations of Desire of Ages. He also objected to the appendix in the first edition, asking, "What is the use of pitching into other people's beliefs in the way it is done in this appendix?" He argued that such material made it difficult for literature evangelists to sell the book. In regard to the Desire of Ages, when you meet with those who have criticisms to make, as will always be the case, do not take any notice of the supposed mistakes, but praise the book, tell of its advantages. The Desire of Ages would have been the same size as the two former books had it not been for the strong recommendation of Brother B. Blank, who was then General Canvassing Agent. What you say about the appendix is the first objection we have heard regarding that feature. Many have spoken of the great help they have found in the appendix. If people are prejudiced against anything that makes prominent the Sabbath, that very objection shows the necessity of it being there to convict minds. Let us be guarded. Let us refuse to allow the criticisms of anyone to imprint objections on our minds. Let criticizers live by their trade of criticism. They cannot speak in favor of the very best of blessings without attaching a criticism to cast a shadow of reproach. Let us educate ourselves to praise that which is good when others criticize. Murmurers will always pick flaws, but let us not be saddened by the accusing element. Let us not consider it a virtue to make and suggest difficulties which one mind and another will bring in to harass and perplex.